This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk radio review on the air for the week of April 15th to the 19th. We're all here together, talk hosts from around the country to discuss the big issues of the week, according to the list published in Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. The top 10 stories, top 10 people. We'll probably spend a good deal of time on number one. And in order to do that, we have our cast ready, at the ready, ready to go. Our cast includes Jennifer Horn from the DJV program and the Morning Answer in Los Angeles. Victoria Jones is here from the DC Radio Company. Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. John Harper from WMEL in Melbourne, Florida. And as they used to say on the Kate Smith program before it was discovered she was a racist old lady, and now, ladies and gentlemen, your announcer, Doug Steffen. All right. So did any of you hear that story, the story of Kate Smith? John, do you remember? You're probably the only one old enough with me to remember Kate Smith and her singing the Moon Come. Remember? Come on. You had to have watched that show when you were a kid.
No, like I certainly do. I vaguely remember that. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, she apparently is a racist, and they've been playing her song in the seventh inning of New York Yankees games. For how long, Jennifer, did we hear earlier on? It was 30,
for a year, a decade,
Since 9/11. But apparently she has some things in her past that somebody uncovered, so no more is she going to be heard singing the national anthem. Or not
uh-oh.
The national anthem, but God Bless America. Yes, it is an uh-oh. All right, so let's dispense with the formalities. I don't usually go through the list anyway in order. We just kind of pick things and work our way through them. But certainly the number one issue, the number one item, the number one story, the number one topic this week is the Mueller report. That's on the top of the list. Some describe it as the ugly detail. Jennifer, how do you describe it? Let's start with you.
I think it was the inevitable, right? This was a culmination of over two big years of investigation into the Trump campaign. And, you know, as much as there's been a media frenzy and circus around it, I don't know how much of it is really new if you really think it through. This investigation went 701 days from the time that it was ordered by the Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein and until the report was disseminated to the media and put online at the Department of Justice. You can go up there and read it.
It's I want to pay $10.50 and download it from Amazon.
Yeah, I don't know who would do that. Especially when you can get it for free, but okay.
What bookstore? Borders. Didn't Borders book you could get on your Kindle?
I think Borders is out of business now, aren't they?
Not Borders. Who is the other?
Barnes & Noble.
That's it. Yeah, Barnes & Noble.
They had the Nook. Yeah, that's right. So what we learned is that this report was done in two sections. The first was about conspiracy and collusion, and they talked a lot about Russian interference in our election, had a lot of information about how the Russians went about interfering in the election using social media platforms. They cleared any American of any wrongdoing or conspiring or colluding with Russia during 2016. That included the president. That was very good news for him. On to obstruction of justice, and I kind of keep going back to Alan Dershowitz, who I think is a very smart legal mind, and he said it is unfortunate that Robert Mueller didn't come to a conclusion either in the case to make a case of obstruction or to clear the president of obstruction, because what he did was offer a bunch of loose ends saying here are 10 instances, most of them we had heard about in reports by the media throughout this investigation, but here are 10 instances when the president could have obstructed justice. There really wasn't a crime here. We don't know if he did obstruct justice. We'll leave it up for Congress to decide. And now because you have Democrats leading the House, that means that Congress is going to do everything they can to try to use this report to work against the president, especially going into an election year. So they will question Robert Mueller. They will no doubt question more people that were brought into this report. They want to see a full version of the report. They don't want those redactions in there anymore. They'll talk to William Barr about that on May 1st and 2nd when he appears before Congress to explain how he redacted the report and his role in all of this. So it's now on to political fallout. And you hear the media, you hear Democrats, you hear Republicans, you hear the president, everybody's spinning to try to push this report in their favor. And I think really at the kind of the core of this, good news, we should all be celebrating, no conspiracy, no collusion. Obviously, we know this president probably has a short temper. He was accused of something. He was accused of treason, which is punishable by the death penalty. And he was mad. He was trying to get this investigation to stop. He thought it would take down his presidency. And he did some dumb things. He said some dumb things, but there was no action taken to prove. Right. There was no action taken to prove that there was real obstruction. So I think legally the president is clear, but certainly this will continue in politics. What's the appetite of the American people for this? And does it go back and backfire on Democrats for doubling down and continuing investigations? That'll be one of the storylines. We're also going to learn how this investigation was started, which could be troublesome for the last administration in the Department of Justice, which at least looks to be, in my opinion, weaponized about political
about
to their political opponents.
I want the business of my country to continue. Get done. Get off your butts and stop this nonsense. Get to work and do the business of the country. This is not the business of the country. This is the business of gossip mongers, the business of political honchos. And I'm wondering, though, Victoria, from your point of view, your perch at the D.C. radio company, is it floating around some of the stuff that's been redacted? That's got to be in the gossip wind already. Isn't it some of the things that were redacted? Do you hear anything about that?
Well, I think some of the things that were redacted have to do with the counterintelligence investigation. Some of them have to do with not bringing people who were peripherally involved into the investigation, sources and methods, things like that. So that's obviously of interest to people. And, you know, those things that are redacted are always interesting, aren't they? Because they're redacted.
Of course. Yeah, right.
So people want to know. Mueller did say that President Trump's written answers were inadequate. So, you know, that's one of the reasons he wasn't able to come to a conclusion.
He's not a good writer.
He also kept saying that he didn't recall and that he didn't remember. But he did say that if we had confidence after a thorough investigation of the facts that the president clearly did not commit obstruction of justice, we would so state. Based on the facts and the applicable legal standards, however, we're unable to reach that judgment. The evidence we obtained about the president's actions and intent presents difficult issues that prevent us from conclusively determining that no criminal conduct occurred. And Mueller also went into it very clearly with the determining standard of the Justice Department, which is that you cannot indict a sitting president. So he wasn't going to indict the president while he's a sitting president. So that's a very important piece of this. I think another very important piece of this is that there were numerous instances in which Trump tried to influence the inquiry. And what's interesting that came out is how many times his aides refused to carry out orders. But I think what's interesting is something that is not being talked about yet, and I hope it will be, which is, Bloomberg's reporting on this, and I think others will. Facebook is mentioned 81 times. Twitter gets 71 mentions. Google only gets 6 mentions. And this is about the use of social media by the Russians in influencing the election, not attempting to influence the election, but in influencing the election. And I think the question now is, are social media companies in the U.S. prepared for the next election? And I think the answer is no. And what is going to be done to prepare both the United States, both our electoral systems and social media companies for the next election? And I don't hear that being talked about in any kind of serious way. And I think that is the business of the United States.
Yeah, I do too. I agree with you on that one. All right, we'll continue comments from Rick Jensen and John Harper coming up here on the Talk Radio Review. Right now, I want to advise you, those of you who listen with intent to this program or other programs that I'm involved in, you've heard me talk a lot about Calitrin, which in my mind is the healthiest choice for weight loss because I've used it and have been very successful. But not only that, around the country, people who are really interested in the right choice for the right reason. This is all about your health and well-being. Yes, it's important to have a good handle on your weight. And if you're too heavy, you want to lose it. But don't you want to keep it off as well? And that's what Calitrin does. The only program that is simple, easy to administer, inexpensive, and doesn't involve crash diets, doesn't involve operations, no drugs, no stimulants. It's the all-natural, healthy way, and that's why I talk about it, because that's my focus when it comes to advertising things that are important to our health. It's good for you to lose the weight. It's good for you to do it in a natural way. Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, is proven to help you with weight loss and joint pain, things like that. This is natural. No side effects whatsoever. You take it for about 6 months, and that's the deal here. Main ingredient, collagen. It helps your body to reproduce and get back on the bandwagon because your body stopped producing collagen when you were in your late 20s. Now you stimulate it by the number one ingredient in Calitrin being collagen. Makes for better joint usage because there's the collagen supports your joints. Need to have them strong. And if you have arthritis, this will be good at disseminating that. Acid reflux, all of that. You got to take it consistently every night before you go to bed. And then it does its work while you are asleep. And so, as I said, the best way to do it is stay on the program for 6 months. And the deal this week, Easter week, at toploss.com, that's their website, toploss.com. Use the code DJV and get 6 months for the price of three. Yep. You buy three bottles, a 90-day supply, and you get the second three bottles, another 3 months free. I use the DJV code. That offer has been extended for another week after Easter. So take advantage of this special deal. The best way to lose weight is with Calitrin. Find it now at toploss.com. Get the best deal by checking the box for DJV.
If you'd like to experience the power of CBD and answer yes to any of these questions, Purity Products wants to send you our CBD Super Formula risk-free. Have you heard of CBD? Are you concerned about your joints, sleep, or stress? Would you like to try CBD from a source you can trust? If you answered yes, you qualify for the CBD Super Formula $9 trial with free shipping. Purity CBD Super Formula combines the power of organic full-spectrum CBD from hemp oil, plus clinically tested botanicals into one little capsule to soothe your aching joints, promote good mood, healthy sleep, and stress relief. And with AutoShip, you save money and can cancel at any time. Call now to claim your $9 trial of the CBD Super Formula. Plus, get the Hemp Oil Anti-Aging Cream, a $50 value, free. Call Purity Products now. 1-800-484-5939. 1-800-484-5939. That's 1-800-484-5939.
Are you getting bored with your dinner options? Can't take another day of unhealthy fast food or ordering in? Well, I've got good news for you. Martha Stewart is doing a free taste test. That's right, free. She's giving away three full-size meals from her new meal kit delivery service, Martha and Marley Spoon. Martha and Marley Spoon will send fresh, pre-portioned ingredients straight to your door, making it easier than ever to cook a healthy, fulfilling meal in the comfort of your own home. As most of you know, I'm an advocate of fresh food and healthy choices. There are over 18,000 recipes to choose from, and the menus feature a variety of dishes ranging from classic to creative. You'll be eating in just 30 minutes. To be part of Martha's free taste test and to receive your three free meals, be one of the first 100 people to text the word FORK to 246-810. Get great food sent straight to your door. Text the word FORK to 246-810. Get your free meals today. Just text the word FORK to 246-810.
Oh, Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's 23 after the hour. I don't know how to get my way. I'm moving right along. Victoria and I are having a little discussion about Game of Thrones, which is number 8 item. We'll get to that later on in this hour, number 8 on the countdown. Number 1, the Mueller report. Let's get it. Get the juices out of everybody before we move into some of the other areas of concern. Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. What did your audience think? How did you engage your audience once the report came out? What, how much time did you spend on it, and what was there any conclusion, any agreement, any of that stuff?
Some people have actually gone over some of it. It was in the afternoon, the day it was released, so we just had a little bit of information. Was it meeting people's expectations and their hopes and their dreams? You said earlier, Doug, wisely, that Congress needs to get over this, stop messing with it, get to the work of running the country. And I would say this is the business of the Democrats to win 2020. It's also the business of cable news to try to improve their ratings by prosecuting Trump, wherein the professional prosecutors would not do it. As and Jennifer laid this out very, very well at the very, very beginning about all of these accusations and the evidence, which the prosecutor said did not rise to the level of actual criminal activity, something they could prosecute. At CNN, I'm watching them, and they're saying, oh, yeah, they could prosecute this. And they went through the whole list of how to prosecute this. I just think this is easily predictable. We all predicted this stuff was going to happen. And I'm more interested in what's happening here in little old Delaware, because that has more to do with our lives than this does.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to do anything except create narratives for the election. Does anybody disagree?
John, let's let you take it from your prospect. You're in South Florida, east side of Florida. What's the buzz there about this? Because Florida is more of a supportive state in general toward Trump. So what are the folks that you're around thinking and saying?
Well, the buzz around here, Doug, and everybody else is the fact that while everybody is saying this doesn't really prove anything, at the same time, it does indicate, I think, and from what we're hearing, there definitely is a Russian connection. Apparently, the Russians did tamper, from what we're finding out here in Florida, with some of the counties and their ballot boxes, or their electronic voting machines, I should say. And apparently that has now been proven, and that is going to be a big issue coming up here for the next general election as well. So when Trump says he believed Putin over our government officials and our intelligence, that's raising a big flag, and that's not settling too well with a lot of people. Also having the Attorney General, the U.S. Attorney General, act more as a defense attorney for Trump, that's kind of troublesome to a lot of people. But overall, I don't think this is changing the way in which anybody feels one way or the other. And we need to get over this. And if not, it's going to be haunting us for the next 2 years. However, with that being said, I go back to the Russians, and apparently there was direct connection with the Russians and the last presidential election, and some type of tampering with the electronic ballot boxes, and there's talk about how are we going to prevent this.
Well, that would be my question. I would think that people down there would be more interested in how they can keep the Russians from messing. It's the most direct example in our country, anyway, of them messing with it. I think that's what came out in part of this. And for me, it's a significant part. I don't think there's much else in this thing that is very significant. But how they meddled in an election in a couple of counties in Florida, I think that's big stuff, frankly.
Yeah, in Palm Beach County. Yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, I thought there was one other county, too, besides Palm Beach, that was affected by them. But the point is, how do they do it, and how do you stop them? I think that is something moving forward that is important, John. John Harper from WMEL, Rick Jensen, WDEL, Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company. I'm Doug Steffen, 28 after the hour.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797.
Calidrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The 448-page final report from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's team on the Russia investigation is now public. People are viewing it based on their political stripes, it appears. Rudy Giuliani, the president's personal lawyer, says it doesn't contain anything new.
They didn't get anything in this report. This report has nothing new in it. It's all the same garbage we've been talking about for about a year. I read through it. I mean, finished at 4 o'clock in the morning. And when I finished, I said to my co-counsel, You find anything new here?
Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff says even though there were no charges brought, the report suggests the president engaged in obstruction of justice.
Those acts of obstruction of justice, whether they are criminal or not, are deeply alarming in the president of the United States.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The Talk Radio Review now on the air. We spent the first half hour of the hour talking about the number one story this week, the Mueller report. And as you might imagine, the top three names on the people list from Talkers Magazine that you can find again, as I say, every week, published at talkers.com. William Barr is three. Robert Mueller is two. Donald Trump is one. From number 10 to number one, see how far we can get here. Some of the other stories, the NBA playoffs, Major League Baseball. I think the biggest story in sports is Gronk denting the the trophy. Yeah. And Bridget Moynihan in her tell-all book about her relationship with Tom Brady. That seems to have the gossip mongers all worked up.
Oh?
And, oh? You didn't know about that book?
I've been sick in bed but in Europe, but are there details?
Yes, there are. Explicit details, yes.
Right. Really?
Yes.
So can you tell anything on the air, or are they so explicit that you cannot?
Well, that would you accused me about 10 minutes ago of being a spoiler, and you threatened me
I
told you anything about the Game of Thrones, which is number 8 this week.
Yes.
So why would I take it any differently when if I were going to expose something that other people might not want to hear about?
Oh, you're such a tease.
What's the headline on it, Doug? What is the headline?
Bridget Moynihan? Still hasn't got. She hasn't gotten over Brady. I think that's kind of what you read between the lines. That would be the way
I'd. Oh, poor thing. That's sad.
All right. Number nine. Number nine is Tiger.
Tiger
Woods is number one. Number nine.
Something.
Well, now isn't that more a story of redemption than anything else?
Yeah. Redemption and the proof that you can come back
from
and that
the dead.
This is a comeback from the dead, Lazarus. This was amazing. This was so thrilling. So thrilling.
Well, doesn't it also play into Americans? We love to see those who have risen to the top be brought down and those who are underdogs rise again. This also brought a lot of stories to my listeners about times when people told them, you're a failure. You'll never be any good at what you want to do, which is what sportscasters were saying about Tiger for 10 years. He's done. He should quit. And I had great stories from listeners talking about times when people said, you'll never be successful, and they were. That was fun.
I was watching this in England, and it was exactly the same thing. It was the comeback. It was you'll never be any good again. You're done. You're finished. And that was the narrative. It was that yes, you can be. Yes, you can come back from nothing. And it's the same thing. Root for the underdog. Always root for the underdog. And it was absolutely thrilling.
Victoria Jones here from the DC Radio Company. John Harper, WMEL in Florida. Rick Jensen from WDEL. John, this is something that I think plays as well, if not better, in Florida than it may anywhere else. Yes?
It certainly does, it has really, really hit a lot of listeners down here with many of the comments that Victoria just had. I think it proves that no matter what age you are, you can always make a comeback. It seems like Americans and people throughout the world love an underdog. They love a great comeback story, and this has all of the elements to make a terrific tell-all book, movie, whatever, of a great comeback, and that he certainly has done.
My takeaway is his girlfriend is pretty short. So a little bit of keep.
Yeah, she is.
Number 8, the aforementioned Game of Thrones season debut. We were, Victoria and I and a group of other people, we should bring Jensen and Harper with us the next time we go on one of these trips, Victoria.
Yeah.
The mastery of the Game of Thrones and how they have completely, through their public relations machine, captivated the audience, whether it was an audience that was faithful. But 16 million people watched this in the first hour last Sunday, and through the course of the week, I've been told that as many as a billion people around the world watched this damn thing.
Wow.
And all it is, a bunch of dragons eating up people and zombies and all of that stuff.
There are no zombies. There aren't zombies.
Yes, there are. There are zombies.
They are white walkers. They're not zombies.
Oh, I see. Okay.
If you don't mind. That's something It was very complicated for me because I couldn't watch it on Sunday night. And so Monday I traveled from Ireland to England. And normally what I would do when I'm traveling, you know, you're stuck in the airport or you've just arrived at your destination, think, oh, I'll go online, see what the news is. You know, we're in the news business. And it was like, no, I can't. And I certainly can't go on to BuzzFeed because BuzzFeed News is very good. I can't go on CNN. I can't go into my email. I can't do anything. I had to have a news-free
life. Victoria, get a life, will you, for God's sakes? Get a life.
I can't. I have no life.
Good Lord. All right, speaking of somebody who has no life, that fat little crapper in North Korea, number 7, he's waving his little wand around again, threatening to test something. So do we just squeeze them a little bit more and more sanctions? What do we do? Rick, what's your thought on
that? You're talking about Little Un? The Little
I'm
Un.
I'm talking about,
it's saber. The Little Un. It's saber-rattling. Look, he has failed to develop any sort of peace plan with the United States. His people know about it, and so he has to rattle the saber and test a weapon that is short in range and long in message only for his people. I don't think that it's anything other than what he's always done.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else got anything worth... anything, or we all think the same on it on this level?
Well, I think it's a sort of a combo plan. I think what was quite funny about it was that was him saying that he'll deal with people. He's not going to deal with Pompeo anymore, and the
right,
language
yeah.
he used that was quite funny. It was really quite funny. His talks with Trump fell down. But what he wants to do is he wants to deal with Trump. He thinks he can get a deal with Trump because he thinks he can talk around Trump if he's dealing with him one-on-one. But also, he actually, and, you know, he is a complete authoritarian dictator, but he took a 65-hour train ride to the last summit, and that was reported on in North Korea, and he came back with zilch. And so for the first time, he didn't look good in his own country. And so this, you know, he lost face. And so he does have to start ramping things up a bit. So you're absolutely right. This is... he's got to start doing something, and apparently it was not a nuclear, not a nuclear test. But I think we are going to start to see some tickling of the United States to try and get a reaction.
I just wonder.
I think Victoria is right, and I'm just surprised that China did not have any more influence or any influence on him from what we can tell. So I'm kind of surprised about that. But Victoria, I think you're absolutely right when he has to do something to save face with his people, because he ended up empty-handed after that last summit.
Yeah, he looked the same when he came back as he did when he left. A short, fat little guy, a chain-smoking, overweight little crapper who's got a bad haircut. That's, I think, what we take away from him and all his nonsense. Number six, the jobless claims. This, for me, I'll make quick work of this. For me, this is the number one issue of the election, the campaign. And if the numbers continue to be where they are or even get better between now and 2020, you're going to have a hard time beating Trump, because he'll hammer these home. He'll hammer the economy. The jobless claims, the number of people who are unemployed gone down to under three. Well, it's a 3%. Whatever the number is, it's always twice what the number is, because these are only people who are reporting or trying to claim money. But there are another equal number that are, been through the benefits and they're done. But still, it's a number that bodes well. The stock market was good this past week, continues to be high. So, all this other nonsense is just that. It becomes complete nonsense. All it does is, as I think Rick said or John said, gets this continuing negative focus by CNN, which is, you expect it from MSNBC, and you now do expect it from CNN. It's so trite. But yet they use it and sell their numbers to the advertisers, and that's really what it's all about. The bottom line is, how much money can we make following this course of action? 44 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review. Let me help you if you had a bad night's rest. If you didn't sleep well last night, you probably got lousy pillows, got a lousy mattress, lousy sheets, lousy mattress topper. All those things are lousy. So how about we fix all of them in one visit to MyPillow.com, where you can not only get the best mattress, the best mattress topper, the best pillows, but the best sheets. Those of you who love those the thickly stitched percale sheets, cotton sheets, Giza cotton is what they're using now at MyPillow, and you can get them. They're fitted properly. So we all have had sheets in our lives that came off the bed, and you wrapped yourself in them through the night and became very uncomfortable, didn't get a good night's rest. You won't have that problem with these new sheets, the Giza sheets from MyPillow. No, 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 no. So let's get on board the Giza sheet ship. That's pretty good for me to come up with that, if I do say so myself. The Giza Sheet Ship. Now, let's get to MyPillow.com, order your Giza sheets today, and receive 30% off the price using the DJV code, free shipping as well. That's right, free shipping and 30% off. These are brand new sheets. This is a brand new product. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV for the best deal on the sheets and everything else. Again, the code that's necessary is DJV at MyPillow.com.
Hi, Grandma. Can you come over for dinner?
Sure. I've been meaning to ask you, what would happen if someone offered you a drink?
Grandma!
If anyone ever does, I want you to say, no, I have too much respect for my family, and I don't want to get in trouble.
I promise, Grandma.
They really do hear you. For tips on what to say, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. That's underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. This message brought to you by SAMHSA and this station.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When picking a phone number for business, what sounds more professional? Your personal number?
Oh, hold on, let me give you my cell. And actually, let me get yours too, just so I don't ignore your call, you know?
Or a dedicated business number, courtesy of Grasshopper.
It was a pleasure meeting you. Our number is 1-833-IT-TROOP. Give us a call anytime.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Because most of talk radio is political. Let's spend the last couple of minutes here with our panel, Victoria Jones, John Harper, Rick Jensen. Thanks to all of you, by the way, for being here. The number three item this week, because the five is the admission scandal. There's nothing new there. Notre Dame, that fire. There is something to be talked about there, but it's not a conspiracy. The fire started with too many people using off the same electrical box, and it overheated, and bingo bango, that was the end of that. The presidential politics item number three, it seems to me that there's a certain amount of desperation that I feel and sense. I don't feel anything from the Republicans because I don't see them really supporting Trump one way. I mean, they're going to vote for him, but I don't feel a groundswell of, yeah, here's our president. He's been vindicated. All I hear is Adam Schiff and his baloney. I don't even hear much from Nancy Pelosi, frankly, because she knows that this is something that they're not going to be able to win on, so let's keep moving. But Schiff, my God, he's like a one-note samba, bang, 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 bang. What the hell does he think he's going to get out of it, and how is he representing his constituents? Thoughts, Victoria? We got a minute.
He feels he has something. He's the intelligence committee. He has access to information we don't have. So he feels he has something. We may never know what he has. That's the thing. He has intelligence. So what's the point? But the Democrats are so disunited that they may just give Trump a win anyway.
Rick Jensen, what are your listeners thinking?
I think that he's going for re-election. His district loves him, and that's what he's going for.
That's it. All right, John Harper. What are you, anybody talking about this down in Florida with any?
Bottom line is Pelosi for once is showing some intelligence and putting up a caution flag of not pursuing this further. So I think that's good advice on her part. Whether or not the Democrats take it remains to be seen.
Yeah, you pursue this at your own peril, it would seem to me, at this point. John Harper from WMEL, thank you. Rick Jensen, WDEL in Wilmington, thank you. Victoria Jones from DC Radio Company, get better fast, 10 before the hour on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen.
Calm
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
To hear the theme from the James Bond movies, which the movies get better and better all the time. The theme has always been fabulous. Chuck Curry is here. Speaking of fabulous, our movie guy knows more about movies, DVDs, videos in general than anybody I know. So he has asked that we play the theme from James Bond, and I'm sure there's a good reason. So what's que pasa here, Chucker? What's happening?
Exieri shooting has got underway on Bond 25. That's the working title of the 25th Bond film. But it once again stars Daniel Craig as 007. One of the cool parts about it is that Rami Malek, who won an Oscar for Freddie Mercury in Bohemian Rhapsody, is going to play the film's villain. I think it's a pretty interesting choice. He's got an interesting look. But from what I read, they're still going to do another rewrite on the final script and flex a little bit more humor. Daniel Craig has a lot of creative control over this property now, so
yeah.
I guess he wants more humor, which is a good idea.
Nothing wrong with that. James Bond. It was the humor that was exhibited by James Bond number two. I don't think Sean Connery ever came across. I mean, there were a lot of double entendres, to be sure, with him. But Roger Moore brought a lot of, I think,
yes,
fun.
He changed the game in terms of the humor quote in the 007 series.
Yeah,
actually, my first Bond film I ever seen in the theater was 73, excuse me, when my parents took me to see Live and Let Die with Roger Moore. That's why I've always been partial to Roger Moore, because that was a Bond that my parents took me to see in a movie theater. But it's hard to argue that Sean Connery wasn't the very best Bond of all time.
Yeah,
although Daniel Craig's really good.
I think Craig is good. I thought that Pierce Brosnan was quite good.
I did too.
Yeah, I thought they were very good. All right, so what do you hear as gossip floating around? Lily Tomlin apparently told an interviewer on the 9 to 5 sequel that we hope to we hope we live to see it. It's in the works, though, isn't it?
Is that a movie people are clamoring to see? When did the first one?
The first one came out in the
80s, right?
Yeah, but they got good chemistry together. I think it'd be fun to see them together.
So you'd have Dolly Parton, Lily Tomlin, and Jane Fonda back.
Where's Dabney Coleman? He's still around, isn't he?
I think
he's not dead.
I don't know. I don't want to. I don't overstep. I have Carrot Google see if he's still around, but he's got to be really up there in age if he is.
Yeah, he's no spring chicken for sure.
No.
All right. What other movie news? What's coming out this weekend that looks like it'll be worth the take?
Well, there's a horror film called The Curse of La Llorona, which is part of the horror franchise, The Nun universe, tracking around an $18 million opening. There's a faith-based film called Breakthrough, which is expected to do $13 million opening weekend. And Disney has one of those documentary-type entries called Penguins coming out. But all roads lead to Avengers Endgame, which finally, after much anticipation, hits theaters this upcoming Thursday, and that's going to be a record-breaking opening weekend of $300 million plus, which is a lot of money. Here's an interesting story that hit yesterday. Clint Eastwood, who's now 88 years old, who did his last film, The Mule, last year, which I thought was really good, lining up his next directorial effort, going to be titled A Ballad of Richard Jewell, a true story of the man Richard Jewell, who was accused of being a terrorist in that Atlanta Olympic bombing back in 1996. Yep. Eastwood reportedly circled his project a few times. Another director was attached who had dropped out. But the interesting part is Eastwood always does his movies over at Warner Brothers through the Malpasso production company, which he controls. This is going to be a 20th Century Fox Disney production, so he's going to switch production offices for this one movie.
But still, his company, Malpasso, will produce it. They've done all the
stuff. Most likely,
done. But he's continually looking for work and projects. And by the way, at 88, he's the same age as Dabney Coleman. Coleman is approaching his 88th birthday.
Very good.
Yeah. So there's, why not? Put him in the movie with the girls. The girls are not exact. But Dolly Parton's 74, 75, and Jane Fonda's 80. And Lily Tomlin's got to be somewhere in between the two of them, so 9 to 5 for geezers, that's what they can call it. All right, Chucker, have a good Easter weekend. Thank you for being here on the DJV program, where it's 59 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Daniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.